We're back. Welcome to IndieCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to the best of Canada's emerging music. On deck, we're going to hear from the Toronto Independent Music Awards. But first, they drove 6,000 kilometers to be here from Vancouver, live at IndieCan, Hey Ocean.
Hey, this is Dave Beckingham from Hey Ocean, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
And over trees, one city fades for attendance through turbulent stages. One city unchained, one city hears its children they fear. Baby shed tears flow from their first years. One city gone from eyes that once shone. A love has been known, one city alone.
That's surround you. You will find a world that will awesome you. Look beyond the buildings that surround you. You will find a world. Look beyond the buildings that surround you. You will find a world that will astound you. Look beyond the buildings that surround you. You will find a world.
As you heard, we have the good fortune of having Hey Ocean in the studio with us. And do you know when I first found out about Hey Ocean?
No. When was that?
When was it?
Tom Dobrowski's studio.
I was doing
a Vancouver indie scene there and just looking for other stuff to put on the show. And he said, check this out. And I think we put Eskimo Kisses or something on the radio.
Nice.
And I thought, wow, I'm going to pay attention to this band because, you know, like I was hopeful. There's a lot of bands in Vancouver that I think are fabulous bands, but they never seem to get there beyond hope. They never get past Hope BC, right? You know, they just don't get here and they don't make it happen. But you've been working hard for how many years now?
I guess we've been touring for about a year and a half or just a bit over that, maybe.
Yeah, we've been playing together. Hey Ocean's existed for about 3 years, and we've been touring pretty heavily since. Yeah, a year and a half, probably.
Yeah,
2 years.
I guess October of 2006.
It's all a blur.
It's kind of
a blur.
How many miles ago was that?
Many.
We played like 100 shows or more than 100 shows in the last year, and we're just.
There we go. That sounds about right.
Or, you know, which is actually, it's funny, it's not that much for some bands, but it's a lot for others, so.
Who have you really loved playing with?
We got to play some really cool festivals last summer.
Yeah?
We played a festival in Cumberland, BC called The Big Time Out. We got to share the stage with Sarah Harmer, who I'm a big fan of, and Xavier Rudd.
Yeah, he's cool, eh?
Mm-hmm. And who else was on that bill? Mother,
another great Vancouver band.
Mm-hmm. So that was really awesome for us. I thought.
We get to play with like lots of, it's just different. Sometimes we get to play with big bands like who we respect and listen to, and that's really fun. And other times we get to play with just really good friends of ours
and our peers.
Doing like 7 shows with Sed the Whale, heading back across the country, and that's really fun because we love their music. We love those guys and. Versus getting to play with like Sarah Harmer
or like Bedouin Soundclass.
No, it's fun watching our friends and our peers grow.
Winter
like,
Sleep,
progress.
You played with them too, right?
Yeah, they were on that. On
I don't think they know who we are.
Yeah, but you were on the same bill with them.
Yeah,
it's on your bio. It's currency.
Yeah. We saw them and
we had breakfast with them.
Yeah, we did. With our table next to them in Edmonton. Is that in New Brunswick?
I don't know.
That was the raddest.
By had breakfast with them, you mean they sat in the same room and we said, I think that's Winter Sleep.
And I was like, hey, trying to talk to them about breakfast cereal, and they were just like not into it.
We met them at Evolve, and then, I don't know, like they meet tons of people. In this industry, you meet tons of people, but like we tend to try to drive like through the night. We don't like stopping on the way to go places.
Okay, you tend to want to drive through the
night. No, all of us.
He's a robot.
Sorry, you just fly everywhere, Ashley.
All right.
Jeez.
Yeah, we'll be picking her up at LAX.
Yeah, basically.
Ashley's en route.
Ash got to drive through Northern Ontario for the first time.
Yeah,
that's true.
On this tour. But,
it's only because I have a job in Vancouver. So I'm the only one with a job, so I have to fly out sometimes to places.
But we've
all got jobs. We're full-time musicians.
We stopped one night, like, completely randomly. We're just like, okay, well, we can't do this drive all the entire time. Like, let's just stop somewhere. And it was, like, some random kind of sketchy motel outside of Edmonton. And, like, the next morning, these guys come back. I was asleep, and they were like, Why? We're in the same hotel as Winter Sleep right now. And it's just like...
random.
Randomest.
There it is.
Yeah. It's, you know, big country, but music business is a small town, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's true.
Write a song about California, he said. Write a song about California, he said to me before I left. But I think I'll write a song about him instead. Now, sitting up on Hollywood Hill, can't think of a single thing to sing about this place. Maybe I never will, but I'm thinking about you still. Walking through some simple vibe. Never thought about writing a song about some place could be this high. With you, I don't know where to start. It's who the one who kept me up all night, who sings exactly right, never lets me know. It's who the vibe, the one with over our eyes, who made me realize that I don't want where to go to California. Now I am standing on this pier without the sights and sounds of Santa Monica ringing in my ears. I'm wishing you were here. Write a song about California, he said. I think it's something everybody's got to do before that day. But I wrote this song about you instead. Up a line, who sings exactly right and never lets me know. It's who the fight, the one with the bright eyes, who makes me feel alive. Got a long, long way to go. California. Some says about the belly beat. Girl flows with up your body. As do those that do Pilates. With your minds but perfect body. Here's to the one who kept me up all night, who sings exactly right and never lets me know.
Talking, and I'm sorry we didn't, you know, have the tapes rolling. I don't know who I'm fooling with tapes.
Yeah. The Pro Tools.
Analog guy in a digital world.
But we were talking about slam poetry. And what other art forms, other than, you know, other great music, motivate you? What do you draw on?
Personally, I'm a huge fan of just the acting world, and I try to do that. That was kind of like my goal, is to do acting and musical theater and that kind of stuff. But it's become kind of taken over by the music end of things. But I still do work in Vancouver, so it's a cool life to try to balance the two. But I have a lot of fun doing voiceover work mostly. So
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in grade 8, I remember taking like a survey course, art course, and my like fine arts, like painting and drawing and sculpting, and at the end of the course, I got a C minus, and my teacher took me aside, and I loved art class. Like, I loved art class, and she took me aside and was like, I just don't want, like, I know you like it, but I just don't want to, like, encourage you to keep going with it because you're not very good. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. So I ended up in music. Ouch. And yeah, it is, it's harsh, but,
tears.
But it's kind of carried through. Like when we are surrounded by so many amazing artists all the time, but not just musicians, like really amazing, painters and poets and dancers and everything. And that, although that's not necessarily what I'm doing, specifically, it's, their dedication to their art and like the kind of art they're making, the things they're doing is so inspiring for me with my music and with this band, just to push ourselves and to dedicate ourselves to what we're doing and mm-hmm. to be like, okay, well, that person's doing like, you know, like slam poetry, or we have a really good friend who decided a little while ago she wanted to do dance, like that's what she loves, and if they can commit to that and make the amazing art that they're doing, then I think we owe it to ourselves to do that as well.
So. It drives you on, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Inspiring.
Yeah, when I see something like Cirque du Soleil, I just go like, wow. Mm-hmm. Right?
It's amazing. And
I think this is a grind. I mean, what sacrifice. And you actually have to sleep for that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
It's ridiculous.
We have David Beckingham, and I have a good friend, Nick Lepard, who's just kind of... I'm getting started in the painting world.
He's an up-and-coming artist in Vancouver. He's actually, like, you know, selling lots of paintings at this point, which is nice.
He just graduated from Emily Carr in Vancouver, so it's kind of unheard of that he's
blowing
up right now. So yeah. It's cool to see that, and just it's exciting to see like what will happen, what really is going to take. So. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can open for his openings.
Maybe we can. I think we're all inspired by all kinds of forms of art. You know, I mean, Jimmy will see something, Dan, we call him Jimmy, but anyway, he'll see, you know, some sort of painting on the wall, and maybe it came from IKEA or whatever, but he'll still appreciate certain things about it and bring it up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, wow.
I'm just saying, right? I mean...
The stones, the IKEA.
Yeah, exactly. Good movies, film. Yeah. Film's another thing, yeah. Like, for sure. Like, well-scored films and things like that, the music to that. I don't know. I think... We appreciate all kinds of stuff like that.
Especially just recording an album, too. Especially the sounds of albums that we've heard in the past, and of orchestras being recorded, and just diving into how they've been recorded and the art of recording.
Of production.
And, like, the beauty of like how you can capture sound and how that's being missed a lot today in music.
Well, one of the things I find in, you know, sort of sound recording is we're at such a high level of what you can do in terms of sound recording, but more and more people are scaling back in terms of they're, you know, making it understated and making it, you know, again, more about the words, the song, that type of thing, or live off the floor recording lo-fi. As opposed to bar by bar, you know, that
totally.
Kind of thing.
Keeping them... Yeah. Back to the basics.
Yeah, you feel, you know, and message. Yeah. And in this high technology world where it's easy to fall in love with it, you know, the technology side of it, it's nice to see the, you know, the art form is coming through there a bit.
Our producer talked about that a lot with us. I remember meeting with him before we started working, and that's just a huge thing for him is that some of the most amazing records and some of the most amazing music recordings are just were made so long ago and were made in a way that it's so straightforward and simple, you know, with three microphones or one microphone or, you know, whatever, an 8-track, you know, analog recorder. And he was just very adamant that, like, you can make an unbelievable record, you know, with very, very little, and one that feels amazing as well as sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. Whenever he suggested things that sounded sort of risky to us in the studio, we'd be like, Jose, but come on, like, maybe we should, you know, it's sketchy. And he's like, he kept saying, listen to your favorite records, man. Like, go and listen to your favorite Beatles, Zeppelin, whatever, records.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, Pink Floyd, Marley. Whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
All that stuff, you know, that everyone loves. It's got so much, like, so much so of a vibe to it, yeah. You know?
Raw.
Yeah, it's raw, though. And, yeah, you're right. There are, like, technical mistakes, but some of them are
That's what makes the record,
know?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what gives it something. That's what makes it something. He kept saying, it, your album's going to sound like something. It's not going to just, you know, I don't know. It just made sense to me. It's going to sound like
something. I listened to a Bob Marley record with him, like a sort of a best of older Bob Marley. And he was just sitting there going like, they're out of tune. Like their vocals, their backup vocals are, you know, technically if you were sitting there going like, are they on pitch? Are they not off pitch? It's like, this is awful. But it's like, it sounds awesome. Like there's just, you can't deny it.
Like an old out of tune piano in the back of a dusty saloon, you know?
Yeah, that kind that's of awesome, right. Where you know? Can, when you're listening to it, you can taste the dust, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. And making people feel you hear something and actually like really feel something from it. It's a real challenge in music, but it's, I don't know. It's one I think we all get pretty excited about, like trying to take on and really affect people and with what we're doing.
Well, these are the sort of things I want to talk about because they're not on your MySpace page.
Yeah.
But for those of you who are listening and just learning about Hey Ocean, where is your MySpace page? Where can they find out about you? How can people get in touch with you?
It's myspace.com/HeyOcean. Pretty simple. And there's a website. Is it up yet?
Yeah. No, it's just if you go to heyocean.com, it'll probably take you to our MySpace page right now.
Yeah.
Most of our stuff is up there. There's lots of cool little things.
Video.
Yeah, we just put up a new video that actually our old drummer Benny made. He's a film school graduate now, so and he came away with us for a weekend and put a video together for a song. So
apparently, Dan Mangan said it makes us look like the most huggable band in Vancouver.
The most huggable band in Vancouver.
He's like, it's really cute.
Now that, you know, that's a whole lot better than stuff you get from a publicist.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They've been honing their skills from the ripe old age of...
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
God, I hate overwritten bios. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the most huggable band in Vancouver, that's just genuine. That's great.
That's awesome.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the most huggable band in Vancouver.
Oh, give us a hug.
Go to the MySpace, watch the video.
Okay. Yeah.
Do it.
Hey, this is Ashley from Hey Ocean, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio. We're going out tonight. It's starting.
Time. kind of a place. We'll dance all our dance till the floor's brave. We'll bring this building down, we'll bring this building down. Tonight we're terrible, destroy all that's around. We'll bring this building down, we'll bring this building down ourselves. We'll bring this building down ourselves.
Tanya Davis, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
drive-in, and I wanna.
Starman's playing at the 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 drive-in.
This is Dan from Heyotion, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
When I come, don't know, I won't tell. But when I come, oh, when I come, you know, they'll know. I'll steal you home just before the banquet. I've got all the places set for you and me. I can't bear to see you suffer any longer. Just waiting to hear, come take your chickens home. We've always been waiting for you.
That's Dave Martell. If you get a hold of that record, take your time and listen to it. We just heard track number 11. It's a great CD, and you can find out more about it at IndieCan.com. And love that guy. If you're really into your indie, you might remember a band he had called Only Forward, but that goes back a little while anyway. Before that, we heard from Golden Dogs, which is Memories of Hillside Music Festival. They played the 2007 Hillside, And I'm certainly looking forward to this one coming up. Broken Social Scene is going to be there. Elliot Brood is going to be there. Jan Grant is going to be there. It's going to be great. Anyway, I'm getting all excited here. And before that, something we haven't heard on IndieCan before, Chinese Food. And they are coming out with a album, yes, on vinyl. So for vinyl freaks, if you like that song, there's going to be lots more of that available to you soon. And we also heard from Tanya Davis. She's got a brand new record out, Gorgeous Morning. We're going to be hearing from her. I caught up with her at the Cameron House last week. I just don't have time in this show to give you that interview, but it's coming next week. Tanya Davis, Gorgeous Morning. You can beat me to the punch and go check her out online now if you want. On deck, the Toronto Independent Music Awards with an announcement about this year's show. And to lead into that, something from the 2006 compilation from Tima, The Brown Hornets, one of the highlights from North by Northeast. Rock and roll.
My name's Danielle. I'm the founder and executive producer of the Toronto Independent Music Awards and co-coordinator of the Toronto Independent Music Awards Off the Radar Seminar.
My name is Tamara Shelley, and I am the president and CEO of K's Communications and Consulting. My clients include Tilt Rock Records, as well as the Toronto Independent Music Awards this year.
So that's new. You've got partners, Daniela.
Yeah, I actually have an amazing partner who's helped infuse a real urban vibe to the Toronto Independent Music Awards this year, as well as bringing a lot of new companies to us, a lot of new artists to us, and it's been really excellent to have Tamara on board, especially for our seminar.
Which was great. I mean, a lot of really good stuff in terms of, how to make a video cheap. Mm-hmm. I mean, That's just stuff people need to know. It's right. not pie in the sky.
Yes.
I mean, it's concrete stuff that can actually help your career.
Yeah, and that was our goal. We wanted to give you practical things that you could use starting Monday morning that could just put you in the right direction. We didn't want to sell you dreams and give you the whole, oh, you need to, all these aesthetically pleasing things that people want to hear, you know,
yeah,
get a stylist, get a do a photo shoot. I mean, we want to use practical things when people say, you know, I want to put out a record. We want to say, this is how you do it, and this is the steps. We got down to the nitty-gritty today, and I loved it. So it worked out really well.
Yeah, it was a real step-by-step instruction-type organization. We started from Indie 101, how to build your own buzz, to promotions with profit, to we had a discussion about label deals, distribution deals, publishing deals, what they are,
production
how you
deals.
Get them, production deals, and we even did some DIY, how to create your own label around your band,
mm-hmm.
as well as how to create your own indie music video on an indie budget.
Right.
And the whole seminar, the look was a cross-section in comparison between the urban music scene and the alternative rock pop scene, similarities and differences, and where each can learn from each other.
Oh, well, exactly. There's mm-hmm. plenty you can learn. Like, collaboration is something that rock people need to learn about. Country people collaborate, urban people collaborate, but rock seems to be everyone's doing their own thing
yeah.
their own way.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
I don't know either. Maybe we'll explore that in the next seminar that we do, because definitely branching out, reaching out, and just supporting each other. I mean,
creating a new infrastructure.
It's important. It's just important to, you know, kind of pat your friend on the back and say, man, I love your vibe. Let's jam together. I mean, this is how music grows, how it's fostered from the beginning of time. You know, jam sessions are not new, so you know, it's important definitely to either support either on a music level through collaboration or just in a partnership like me and Daniela. You know, we yeah. were totally in two separate paths, but we brought it together, realizing that both segments that we work in have some great strengths but also some weaknesses, and we realized they were polar opposites, and if we put those together, we've created something. I feel like we really accomplished that today with
yeah.
the seminar.
Yeah, it's a great start. We're all in this together type of
yeah,
mentality, right?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, no one can do it alone, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, in the old days, labels didn't do it alone. A team of 40 or 50 people were involved in promoting one record, right? So,
And what's really great about this edition is we're adding one more facet to the Toronto Independent Music Awards, where artists, we can give them a helping hand. And the mandate through the seminar is through education. So it's just another facet that we've added to the awards this year. Over $60,000 in industry-connected prizes we're giving out to I think 24 genre categories, 16 performances, special guests, celebrities, including Gordon Lewis from Teenage Head, Alana Miles. We're speaking to a bunch of others coming to come out and support as well. And that is Thursday, July 31st at the Phoenix Concert Theater. Tickets are cheap, $10. Come down, enjoy the night.
Oh, it's great value.
Yeah.
You get the best of the best in the city.
The best of the best,
yeah.
Yes.
And the website?
www.torontoima.com.
Do it again and keep it going.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Joe.
All right. Thank
nice
you so
you.
Much. It was nice meeting you, too. Take care.
These are the 7 days of shame, are as crooked as they are. and the 7 days of shame.
And still no one takes the blame. Will this nightmare come?
Our day is gone.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Hey Ocean for driving all the way from Vancouver to XM Studio to record with us. They were a little nervous about their voices. They'd been on the road a lot, but I thought that sounded pretty good. That was Mother Mother. Before that, The Stand. There's a band who traveled as far as anyone to get to North by Northeast, and hope you like that. More at IndieCan.com. We're going to finish up with Ben Hammond. He's got a record out called Reasonably Honest. I don't know why I never got away with Reasonably Honest, but maybe I'll check his lyrics. Maybe there's some secrets in there. Well, thanks for joining us. We've got Tanya Davis and some other cool stuff on deck next week. That's about it for this week. If you want to hear the show again, go to IndieCan.com. We got to get out of here. I know Mike, my engineer, has to go see Rush tonight. So we got to go. See you next week.
If no one else is watching us, and we might never act if everything is left up to trust. We might never try if no one else is judging us. Wait for tomorrow to break. We'll just wait for tomorrow to break. Sometimes someone's tell you they know what is best for you, and somehow everything they say is wasted on you. Somehow only thing I'm thinking when I'm tired, lonely, wait for tomorrow to break. They'll just wait for tomorrow to break. Oh, 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 wait for tomorrow to break. I'm thinking, hey, hello, well, let's go. Know what went wrong with ourselves. Let's get along.
Every day stressing, forever second guessing, thinking that the time passed by with no reply. Another day, another grown old. Always on your own, but never been alone. Life got you locked in a chokehold. Oh no, the overflow, so you're an old folk home. Ask Bo, he don't know. So you keep a low pro until tomorrow. And you live life like you got the answer moving faster as the day flies by. And the sun don't shine, now you're drinking fine wine just to keep your mind blind. And your third eye got you tell a lie, my. A hell of a guy, yeah, that's right. You wanna fly like a bird, but your wing didn't buy. Make every day the first and the rest of your life. Now you look to the sky, you can't see the light. You gotta let go to let the love in your life on your own. So, let's get along.
Oh, yeah, get along. Oh, there are many, many ways to try and fight it, baby. There are many ways to get up and still be okay. There are many things I hope to tell you, but not today. Wait for tomorrow to break, baby. I'm thinking, hey, hello, well, let's go. Hey, ooh, hello, whoa, well, let's go. Let's get along, yeah. We might never ever know what went wrong, but with ourselves, let's get along.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.